Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the most average podcast ever. It's Zach.
Look at this guy, so hopped up on goofballs and grass, he's got no idea what's going on.
And the nose.
Did you eat a lot of paint chips when you were a kid? Why?
All right, back here on Zach and the Nose podcast. It's volume 17, I think, and we're just going to run with that at this point. If it's 16 or 15 or 18, sorry. But I'm going with volume 17 right now. And as I like to do in the beginning of all the podcasts, introduce my partner in crime here. You know him at Spencer Nose on Twitter. He answers all your fantasy football questions, and now he's just answering life questions with me for a couple of weeks here until we get into football season, and we'll get into all the fantasy stuff at that point. But I first have to say hello. Hello, Spencer the Nose. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Not bad. Pretty good week of BS to talk about.
Pretty good week?
Yeah, pretty good week of that stuff.
And pretty awesome week.
Yeah, and okay. We talked in the last podcast a little bit about the fact that we had a couple of buddies we knew that were heading up to the Masters, and we were jealous of them, and can Tiger win it? Can this be the one where he comes back? Probably not. You know, who knows? And guess what the bleep happened in Augusta, Georgia last week. Actually, not even last week, a couple days ago. Tiger Woods wins the Masters after, what, like 14 years of being out of that winner's circle for one of these big tournaments. And boom, there he goes, wins the Masters. I was glued to my TV Sunday, even though they changed everything around. They started early. They went three in a group, not two. And it was ridiculous. I still was glued. I had a whole bunch of things to do on Sunday, and I could not leave the couch until he won the tournament. I'm assuming your Sunday was very close to that as well. Even Saturday too.
Yeah, I was hashtag blessed to be able to be on the couch. I mean, when they made that switch, I was very nervous that my wife had something, you know, with the kids in the morning. I got a 2-year-old, I got an 8-year-old, and I'm thinking to myself, oh man, I am so screwed with this change. Nope. Somehow, hashtag blessed to stay on that couch from 9:30 until that moment, until that last putt went through. And he gave us one of the best sports moments in the history of sports.
I agree.
I really have thought about it, and I've struggled with a bigger, again, the general sports moment. If you are a huge Heat fan, obviously, when you're winning championships with Shaq and Wade, that could be your biggest moment. If you are a Canes fan, those 80s Canes teams, yes, that could be your biggest sports moment. But for the general sports fan, this is right up there with the 1980 U.S. men's hockey team. This is how big it is. 1980. I could do that math. That's like, what, 39 years ago?
That's a long time ago, yeah.
Yeah, because we were born at, you know.
We're almost 40.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So what a weekend. What an experience. Tiger Woods. Now, I wanted to get into a bit more of like the social aspect of it because, of course, we all are on Twitter.
Of course.
And, man, the haters are going to hate, Zach. The haters are going to hate. So all of a sudden you start reading about, oh, he's a womanizer, and oh, he was all drugged out, and all of the problems with his past marriage. Shut up, people. Just shut up. I'm sorry. I'm not going to get so ragingly angry, but
no, that's okay. That's
this good. Is a story of one of the best players of all time. We all have issues. We all have had problems in our past. If you're one of those people who are saying, you know, more in the Me Too moment, which I do respect, don't get me wrong, but if you have... You better have a really clear history if you're the one hating on him, because we've all had problems,
sure,
okay?
Sure, of course.
But this is a person, this is a comeback story for the ages.
It's the best and biggest comeback story in sports that I've seen maybe in my lifetime. The only one that I compared to this, and this is before this happened, was the dramatic turn that A-Rod has taken back into the limelight after being one of the best players in baseball, basically being thrown out the window for steroids, and the Yankees paying him $30 million to not come and play for this team. I don't know about the Hall of Fame. Like, all this stuff happened with A-Rod, and then he came back magically and is now like a Fox Sports ESPN guy marrying J-Lo. What a comeback. Tiger Woods, though, winning the Masters after like a decade and a half of not winning anything.
Timeout. We're talking about Tiger Woods, and you're bringing up A-Rod.
I am, yes.
A-Rod, the same guy that, you know, you go walk down the street and you say, hey, how you doing? And he basically flicks you off, that asshole. Okay.
I
understand your point. Because it's a comeback because now, you know, he's in the general public. Listen, you marry J-Lo or you get engaged to J-Lo, you're going to...
It's huge.
You're going to come back.
Of course.
But this is Tiger Woods that 18 months ago, we're all watching video of him getting arrested, looking so wasted on God knows what kind of pill mixture he was on.
He thought he was in California or like space.
This is 18 months ago where he was sculling putts. I mean, excuse me, sculling chips. He couldn't hit a putt. He's hitting a shot off of the fairway, and he's on his knees in pain 18 months ago. Fast forward 18 months, the best player of all time wins the Masters. And what's so beautiful about him winning that Masters is I still can't believe you compared him to A-Rod. I'm sorry. You
went comeback to stories. Are you kidding me?
I am not an A-Rod guy, so you just sort of threw
difference.
My brain off. But I'll bring it back to Tiger here. Tiger Woods, when he won, made America cry like little babies. Did you cry?
I did. I teared up when he went to his kid.
I cried the third time I watched it, especially with the kids. But this, again, is a story of perseverance. It is a comeback story. Again, I counted him out. I was watching a man who couldn't play golf 18 months ago. For him to come back, and what I loved the most was the emotion that he showed. He's screaming.
Oh, yeah.
He's beating his chest. Tiger! Tiger! He's smiling. I have the goosebumps right now talking about it. Literally, they're on me right now because you've heard me rant about how much I dislike the players now like Dustin Johnson and Brooks Koepka and the Gary Woodlands of the world who will just simply like barely crack a smile and shake everyone's hand.
No
emotion. They're bad for the sport. Tiger's amazing for the sport. Welcome back, Tiger. I hope you take down the Jack.
He's close. He's getting there.
He's really close.
Little by little. By the way, my fascination with A-Rod is because I went to a charity poker tournament, A-Rod's charity poker tournament, about 10 years ago or so, maybe a little bit longer than that. And I took the Joe Rose invitation because Joe couldn't go. And I went with one of the CBS camera guys, Louie. And we went in there, and Louie knew all of A-Rod's old buddies. So I was brought into this circle of, like, you're cool, you can hang here. And I ended the night out at Club Mansion VIP area with A-Rod buying everybody drinks till 6 o'clock in the morning. So, yes, I love A-Rod.
So you had a good A-Rod experience, right?
He can do no wrong in my eyes at all. I hope I'm invited to the wedding because that'll be really cool even though there's no chance.
Well,
but yes.
There's a really awesome, I'm sure a lot of people down here have seen, Billy Corbin had an amazing podcast named Screwball.
That's it.
What an amazing angle and the way he showed that story. And it's about A-Rod and the, what's it called? The cryo...
Biogenesis.
Biogenesis.
Yes,
of course
yes.
You would. Right. Really, really wonderful podcast.
Tony Bosch, I believe is the guy's name. Yeah,
yeah, the documentary. It's really good. I recommend it to all.
No, I'm excited. The Screwball
Everybody
is,
Bosch. Sorry. Couldn't help
thank
myself.
Thank you for that. I
different
appreciate
Bosch.
That. How about the SI cover, by the way, with Tiger? Because I know that we were talking about it before also. How many? There's only been, five ever in SI history? Or this was the fifth ever where it was just no words, just a picture on the front? I thought that was pretty cool. And yeah, Tiger deserved it. This is a great comeback. This is one of the greatest we've ever seen. This could be one of the greatest we'll ever see in our lifetime. And they'll be talking about 100 years from now. Oh, my God. Tiger Woods, after 14 years of not winning, came back and won the majors, won the Masters. I mean, it's an amazing story. It really is. And then the pictures afterwards, going up and picking up his kids and kissing his mom. And then they showed the picture back to back of him hugging his son and his dad hugging him 15 years earlier. You're right. I'm like, I got goosebumps thinking about that whole situation. But let's get to the most important part of the Masters. The fact that the tickets were so damn expensive, but for a dollar, you can get a sandwich.
Everyone's talking about how cheap the food is there.
I love it.
And how many times do you see like someone like Darren Revelle who throws up
the entire menu. I know.
$1.50 for a pimento cheese sandwich.
Love it.
Like the Georgia peach ice cream sandwich for like
a peach cobbler.
Like
there's
for a buck?
Kinds, yes.
For a buck.
For $8, everyone's you could
like,
eat lunch
oh,
in
what a deal. This is not the Atlanta Falcons Stadium, everybody. Mm-hmm. No. People are paying over $2,000 for a weekend ticket.
For a pass, yeah.
They should be throwing food in your face for free, okay, for
that's
that.
That's why it's a dollar.
I just find it very
water,
funny
yeah.
how people are get so infatuated with how cheap the prices are, but, you know, I couldn't afford to get to the Masters if I even tried.
No, it's impossible.
Yet if you
point.
Do get there, you get your $1.50 pimento cheese white bread sandwich. Congratulations.
I love it. I want one right now. I just want to see what it tastes. I want to see what it tastes like.
Is that like a special cheddar cheese that's in that pimento cheese?
I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I think that we should go one year, and even if we have to fake like we're, you know, we get passes and we're covering the sport.
You're Zach Krantz, dude. You could get it.
Jim Mandich used to have tickets to the Masters. He used to fly up the morning or the night before and go for 4 days to the Masters every year, do a show from like a cubbyhole on Augusta. That's pimping right
yeah.
there. If I could ever pull those, holy moly, that would be amazing. All right, so another thing that happened actually very recently, this was yesterday, you can, you know, depending on when you listen to this podcast, Wednesday night, the NFL schedule was released. They had a 3-hour broadcast of the NFL schedule being released. We'll start with that. I think it's absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Yet, I couldn't get enough.
It's the NFL is such a beast. And that's it's
a beast.
And now, right now, we're you know, we are a fantasy football podcast that might be evolving, but we'll, that's a small little tease. But right now, yeah, I mean, people will do anything to listen to
get any kind of football stuff in their life. Yes,
right. And now your mock drafts are coming up, and next week, why don't you want to tell the kids that we're going to be doing an NFL draft?
Yes,
one?
Yeah? Yes, we should do a fake mock draft for that.
I think we might.
Maybe we'll do that next week. We'll see. You have to subscribe to the podcast to figure that one out for next week. But the schedule was released.
What I found interesting.
Yeah, I was going to say, was there anything on there that you loved, liked, hated? What was it?
Well, listen, from a fantasy point of view, there's really not much. I'm predicting right now in April that, you know, the Bengals are going to be the worst defense.
Yeah.
So am I really looking
way too early?
Am I looking at weeks 14 through 16 for who the Bengals are going to play? No. No. Not yet. Let's just say not yet.
Yeah.
Right. But what I found crazy, yet not so surprising, is that the Cleveland Browns have 4 national games. I read that they've had 2 Monday Night Football games in, like, the last 5 to 7 seasons.
Odell Beckham, Baker Mayfield, Jarvis Landry,
on
defense, like, Nick Chubb, you name the guy. There's so many weapons and so many David Njoku, whatever you want to name on these 2 teams. Miles Garrett, the defense, Olivier Vernon, like what they did to this team in the last, I would say, 18 months since just before they drafted Baker Mayfield to what they've done now. Ridiculous. Like, it's you want to talk about comebacks? This team went from they won 1 game in 2 seasons with Hugh Jackson to a team that already is like the 3rd best percentage to win the AFC.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah.
What happened?
It's unbelievable what spending a little money and getting Odell Beckham over there with Jarvis Landry.
Of course.
But it all comes down to one thing, and man, I'm sorry to bring everybody down. It's just all about having a franchise quarterback that's
right.
super exciting, young and upcoming guy. You know, the Dolphins haven't had that player since Marino.
Oh,
and
God.
So, you know, just the excitement of Baker, and God, I could talk about Baker Mayfield for a long time. I actually did want to get into a rant about how I went to the Celtics Heat game before the season ended, and I'm looking around me, and I'm probably going to sound old, and maybe I don't get out as much as I once used to, because I used to party pretty good.
That's a fact, by the way.
Yeah, that. Yeah. But I went, and every single person that I saw that was in their 20s, every fucking one of them looked like Baker Mayfield with that goddamn beard. What's going on with these millennials? Millennials, they... I was with my buddy, Cappy, who took me to the game, and I'm like, Baker Mayfield, Baker Mayfield, Baker Mayfield. And he was like, what are you talking about? I'm like, is it me or every
single... It's the look. It's the cool look.
It's that clean beard look, the baby face.
It's the clean
face.
And dirty look, I guess you could say.
It's almost a little of both.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's variations of it. But my God, everybody to me just looks like Baker Mayfield right now. I feel like he's like the poster child of what a millennial looks like.
Yeah, probably. You're probably just, you know, he dances, he does videos, he does all this stuff. He comes out and trash talks with people. He is
I love him. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, no, I love him. But he is this generation, like summed up in a 6'1" dude.
And now he is going to be leading one of the most what should be diesel-looking offenses. I'm looking for them next week to make sure that they get an offensive lineman in one of their first 3 picks. I hear they're looking to trade down because they traded a pick for Odell Beckham. They're going to be very active. John Dorsey there is really making things go. But I want to see them protect Baker Mayfield, because if they give him protection and give him time with those weapons, they deserve those four national games, Zach. That's going to be a fun...
Well, people are going to want to watch them. I mean, and not only that, they have four national games scheduled, and they already came out afterwards, right when the schedule got released, and you see everything on the bottom with the flexing schedule at the bottom of the, you know, week 14, 15, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, of how Cleveland, if they're good, could probably get two or three more nationally televised games. There's a good chance this Cleveland team, if they are up to the hype, if they live up to everything, and they start off really well, and they are hot, and they're the number one team in the AFC, or very close to it, that they will be on national television six times.
Yeah, I just feel like he won't fail. I feel like Baker Mayfield has a bit of Brett Favre in him, which is the ultimate compliment. It's just a gunslinging, not giving a rat's ass type of attitude.
He's throwing an interception, wipe it off.
Wipe it off, but you're going to throw more touchdowns than interceptions. You're going to be an amazing leader to your team, and he's going to have his team ready. So I found that to be interesting. Other news that I found, I guess, worthy to discuss on this podcast is people are sort of going to be like, what is Demaryius Thomas now signing and the Patriots do? My answer to you is, as of right now, it means absolutely nothing. Okay? We have to see if he looks like he is young again, because guys, he's just not young anymore. And yes, he could be resourceful because he's got the best quarterback of all time throwing him the ball, and so he might get targets. But I'm not.
Did he get injured also?
He got injured.
He was injured. Like, he's just getting older and getting injured. Not saying he's not a good player anymore, but you're right.
But he might be not a good player anymore.
Yeah, it's possible. Right. I mean, the odds are against him at this point. You know, normally guys don't, you know, stay the same or whatever throughout their superstar. And he was a superstar for a couple of years. He was really good. But they don't stay that way forever. You're not Randy Moss. You're not T.O. You're not Jerry Rice. You're not in that category. He's not a Hall of Famer. But he's a decent player. And yeah, he could end up having one of those unbelievable seasons. 10 touchdowns, 75 catches. It's possible. Or he could have 19 catches and have two touchdowns and really just be cut by week six because they don't really need him on the team anymore.
I go with that angle a little bit more. Yeah, I don't see the youth and or the, you know, it's not just about youth, it's about speed, and he's not breaking away from cornerbacks if you want to get really technical. So now he's just not a hard cover. But when you have the GOAT throwing you the ball, he puts the ball in places where nobody else could catch the ball. So, you know, let's just say this. Demaryius Thomas had zero fantasy value in Houston. You know, you saw what happened there after he got traded from Denver. Now he might have a little bit more.
Because he's with Brady.
He's with Brady. Now Watson's a good player, but he was all DeAndre Hopkins crazy and Kiki Kouté.
Wow, yeah, well done there.
That's it. We've gone too deep when we brought up Kiki Kouté. Well, but I wanted to bring up the Demaryius Thomas.
And the schedule was released, so it's news. It's this and it's that. I also looked at the fact that the Dolphins got a Monday Night Football game. I was shocked by that. And I also was shocked when I realized that not every team plays on Thursday night, which I thought they did, because the Dolphins don't have a Thursday night game. Not that it matters, and less prime time, better for all Dolphin fans out there. Just put all the games at 1 o'clock and just let us, you know, go through it and watch it on the other TV while we're watching the rest of the fantasy stuff. But I was shocked by that. Not shocked by the fact that the Jets are in prime time a lot. Not shocked by the fact that all these teams that have quarterbacks that were drafted last year, the year before. I will tell you one thing looking forward to this NFL season that I'm kind of worrisome a little about is Kansas City and Pat Mahomes.
What are you worried about?
What if Tyreek Hill gets suspended for 8 games? Kareem Hunt's not on that team anymore. Kelsey's still there, and Kelsey's the best tight end in the league probably right now. What happens if some of his weapons aren't there?
You got nothing to worry about.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Who else is on that team that fantasy-wise or anything?
Let's just see what Tyreek Hill does, but I mean, do you not remember what this guy does?
No, I do, but think about when he was doing all of that last year. Tyreek Hill, Kareem Hunt, like, there were weapons all over the place.
Damian Williams did just fine. He did.
That's true.
He did just fine.
You're right. So, but Damian Williams and Travis Kelce and Pat Mahomes, that can be the same as it was last year?
I don't think Tyreek's getting an 8-game suspension. That's a bit aggressive.
Two allegations and investigations around him.
Oh, no,
right,
don't
now
get me wrong.
And arrested a couple years ago.
Yeah, he's a bad man. Yeah. He's a bad man. That's why
the NFL's going to put some heat on this guy, especially considering the fact that Kareem Hunt got an 8-game suspension.
Let's see what happens before we discuss it, because we're just, what's the word, speculating?
That's all it is. It's the word we have to use on the radio, allegedly.
Pat Mahomes is such a talent, it literally hurts my loins. We're not drafting him in the first round, so we could start with that tease. But that's going to be hardcore late July, all of August, hardcore.
See what the roster looks like.
I will drill this stuff into your brains. You do not draft a quarterback in the first round, even if his name is Pat Mahomes, even when it was Peyton Manning, even when it was Dan Marino. You do not win that way. That's how you lose. Another story for another time.
Mm. All right, so the NFL draft is coming up next week as well. Excitement-wise, I think the biggest drama is going to be Kyler Murray and what happens with him at the number one pick. If he doesn't go to Arizona, what happens? Because then someone either is trading up with Arizona or Arizona is just not taking him at one, which would surprise the shit out of me right now. There are a lot of other teams that need quarterbacks, including the one down here in the Dolphins. Dwayne Haskins now in some mocks is dropping down to 13. Smoke screens come up right before the draft on everybody, but I would be shocked if we get to the draft next Thursday, and with the number one pick in the 2019 draft, the Arizona Cardinals pick anyone besides Kyler Murray.
So all these teams come out with these promos, right? Did you see the Falcons promo?
No, Josh Rosen.
Well, I was saying the Falcons promo was the...
I thought you were talking about promo videos.
Yeah, I was leading into that.
Oh, if you want to go back, forget about the draft, go back to that. The videos that were sent out by the teams for the schedule release. Yes.
Awesome.
Oh, my God.
And yes, and Josh Rosen wasn't on that
promo video for the Cardinals.
Oh, no, just your first-round draft pick from last year and supposed
Josh
to be the face.
Rosen.
No Josh Rosen.
But I want to go back to the videos that they just put out because I thought they were fantastic.
The Falcons doing the Games of Thrones. Little Wiener, Little Wiener, Little Wiener.
But how about the
Wiener
fact that they ripped the Saints?
With the Aints?
Not just the Aints. Did you watch where the guy runs out there, gets attacked by a ram, a referee comes out and goes incomplete?
I missed that.
You missed the best part of it.
My attention to details is very... Campos tells me to go look at this thing.
No, you go back in detail, watch the Falcons one when they bring up the Saints.
I'm embarrassed. I need 5 seconds. The penalty box.
The Saints get brought up on the schedule, and they have a dude running out there. A ram tackles him. A referee comes out and waves it off. So incomplete.
These people are so brilliant.
Geniuses, social media guys.
The people who did the Falcans one was just... On another level.
The Carolina Panthers one came out also late yesterday. That was a video game one where they're going back to classic video games. God. Like, it was just, they're genius moves. So I am not that smart. I have realized in the last year of my life, I'm not that smart.
I feel stupid right
now.
Yes. Yeah. I feel like
I don't know how to do that stuff.
No.
I like watching it.
But I bet that, you know, those people who are doing that could only literally, like, be in front of a computer in their comfort zone.
They're socially inept.
Right.
And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
But they can't go to a bar and have a drink and talk to anybody.
No.
They go through the drive-thru, and that's dinner. Like, that, you cannot be around other people. But what they do behind closed
doors,
they are damn good with that. All right. Back to the draft for a second. You're right. The Josh Rosen thing was crazy. We talked about it on the show. The fact that you're putting a promo video out for your schedule and for the next season and for season ticket holders and a hype video.
Yeah.
And let me show you all the great things that we have and all the games we have. And we have a Thursday night game. We have this and that. Here's our team. We don't have Josh Rosen in the video.
They should just put Kyler Murray's Oklahoma highlights on there. Why not? Because that's what's going on.
It's ridiculous.
It's over, right. So
Kyler Murray's going to go first.
Next week, we are doing a full dedicated podcast to two things. We're doing the hard, heavy NFL draft.
Sure.
And then we're going into the Avengers Endgame.
I'm so excited.
We just learned something about each other today that we're both sort of comic book geeks.
No, yeah. Who knew? I mean, listen, I don't bring it up a lot. I bring it up on the show. I get ripped on the show by text message people. Hey, did you already buy? And then there's a couple guys. Hey, did you already get your tickets? And I'm like, I got my tickets the day that, like, the pre-sale went out because there's a movie theater by our house that's very small, and they have the reclining seats. And I was like, if I don't get it now, they're going to be sold out. I went today just to check to see if I could switch it to Sunday instead of the Saturday morning. There's no seats left.
Oh.
There's, like, one seat here. There's a handicap seat. There's one in the back. That's it. I'm going with my brother. He's a comic book nerd. If I would have known, I would have bought three tickets. I would have brought the nose to our annual or whenever it is movie theater. We just saw Captain Marvel a couple weeks
back. Saw it with the daughter.
So, like, that was it. But, yeah.
We'll get into that.
We'll talk Avengers.
I got some things I want to bring up with them.
So we're going to do, like, kind of a fake mock draft like a nose mock draft next week, and we're going to eventually do after that the Avengers stuff as well. All right, so that'll basically do it for this podcast today. It's a little bit shorter than we normally do, but we're going to have an extra long one next week.
Right. I just wanted to give a quick shout-out. I know you do, too. Happy anniversary to Laz and Maureen.
Absolutely.
A real quick movement. I'm on Twitter, obviously, a lot, and it's just amazing to me how Twitter, this app, can make you just really, really follow people and their lives and see what kind of special people are out there. And for...
they're good people.
For Laz and Maureen, yeah. I really respect you guys. Happy anniversary. We got to go because Brian Flores is doing a press conference right now.
We're getting kicked out of the room. That is the reason why this podcast is a little short this week, because of Brian Flores and the Miami Dolphins, the press conference. That's The Nose. I'm Zach. We'll speak to you next week. Avengers and a mock draft. How about that bleeping tease? Happy anniversary, Laz and Maureen, and thank you for listening.
You guys are unbelievable people. Goodbye.
Well, Maureen is. I don't know about Laz.
It's Zach and The Nose.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.